And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Donald Trump has been in the White House for 13 months, and we've heard a lot about the growing autocracy and its dangers as we watch the U.S., Hungary, and other nations pretend to be democracies while sliding down the slippery slope to autocracy. There's another word, another term, for what we are seeing, not only in America, but in governments everywhere, including right here in Northumberland. That term is caucusocracy. Let me spell it. K-A-K-I-S-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y. Caucusocracy. It means government by the worst people, or a form of government in which the worst people are in power. Trump certainly qualifies. Now let me parse this definition slightly in order to see how it fits our local politics. The words worst people can be misleading, in that worst is relative, relative to what we might consider the worst or the best, and relative to what is really bad. I suggest that as far as the White House is concerned, we do have the worst person in power, for many obvious reasons. But in small-town politics, it's not as obvious. It's often under the radar, hiding behind a lot of public apathy and a lack of media resources. And if it wasn't for a handful of dedicated, persistent citizens groups, local politicians would be allowed to do their worst and exacerbate the decline of democracy in our communities. Last week, I spoke about the Coburg Remuneration Committee and made the point that we get what we pay for. If we're going to pay mayors $50,000 or $60,000, then we're likely to get someone who's worth $50,000 or $60,000, which isn't enough. It's one of the reasons we have caucusocracies, little fiefdoms of underqualified politicians, government by, not the worst, simply underqualified. Mayor Brockeneer has provided us with numerous examples of not being qualified to lead the community, and the same might be said of some of his colleagues. Two examples. He and others have fought against and not allowed a question and answer period, which is a glaring example of a leader incapable of dealing openly and competently with the public, leading a democracy. The other is even more illuminating. That is Brockeneer's inappropriate, rude, uncalled-for comment to a citizen, Emily Chorley, when she raised the issue of conflict of interest. Brockeneer's defensive attitude and pushback is the personification of a caucusocracy, someone in power who is not qualified to have such power. Like Trump, we get a bully with power. Mayors and councillors who are dismissive of citizen participation is certainly not a democracy, and it certainly isn't when the elected officials represent about 20 to 25% of the eligible voters. Because when only 50% of the people vote, no council represents the majority. This is not democracy. We citizens pretend we have a democracy, complain that it's an autocracy, while settling for a caucusocracy and doing little to change it. So let's see if the Remuneration Committee realizes that we have a caucusocracy and whether they're willing to do anything about it to make it better. Because remuneration is a good place to start. If you want to get what you pay for, rather than a form of government in which the worst people are in power. Think about it.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.